Learning Masechta Saita, a brand new Masechta, in the parasha of Saita, which is in Parashas Nasai, it says there, the Dabel Bnei Yisrael Mataleim, Ish Kisista, Ishto Yimala Baymal, that means that Isha was unfaithful, and it says there's something called Kinui and Stira. Kinui means you warn her not to hang out with that man. And then she is seiser with the man. She goes b'yichud. She has yichud with that man after his warning. So what's the halacha? We're not sure if she became tummy now, which means we're not sure if she did an iser or not. Therefore, we bring her up to the kohen, and there's a whole process. And she ends up, she drinks the water, the mei hamarim, from the kli cheres, from that comes from the kiyor, and they put a parasha in there, and they rub out the parasha. And if she was unfaithful, she will explode and die. And if not, she gets certain schar. It's a long parasha, a parasha in Parashas Nasai, around 31 psukim. And when you look over there, look through those psukim again. And that's the ikkar of the discussion of the beginning of Masechta Saita. And we will start learning with those halakhas of Kinui and Stira. Zokta Mishnah. Hamekane le'ishtoi, someone warns his wife. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Mekani la pishnayim. You have to have two edim that when he warns his wife, he warns his wife in front of two edim. I'm telling you, do not hang out with that man. But the stira, which is step number two, that now she was meyached, she secluded herself with that person, that could be done even if you have an ed echad who told you that I saw her secluding with that person, or he himself saw it. That's enough. Either way, that's enough of a stira, even though you don't have Eidim. The kinui needs Eidim for Rabbi Eliezer, but stira does not need Eidim. Rabbi Shu argues, holds both of them need Eidim. Rabbi Shu Omer, Mekani la api shnayim, umashka api shnayim. The warning has to be api to Eidim, and the drinking, which means the stira also has to be IP to Eidim. Now, the Tosafot Rosh, legabe Rabbi Eliezer Shita, says api Eid Echad oy api Atzmoy. So, if you say api atzmai, so of course api edacha, what's the chiddush? That's what's bothering Tosafos HaRosh. Tosafos HaRosh is bothered that if already api atzmai, there's a, you believe him, of course, edacha. That's what he has a tema. Api edacha mashka, api edacha mabayi? What's going on? So Zok Tosafos HaRosh, both of them are tzricha. If you only said api atzmai, you would say, you know why? He believed because shavya anafsha chetichah di yisura. He could do that. He could say, it's shavya anafsha. But an eight echad and all of a shas is not neman. Why should it be neman? On the other hand, if you just said eight echad, you would say the eight echad because there at least it's an aid. It's at least an aid. It could be used another aid together, so it's an aid. At least eight echad something. But yourself, there's no adas bar din when it comes to saita. So who said it works? Therefore, it's a chiddush.
He's not just making it asr on himself. He's making her asr too.
He's making her asr. Now that the halacha is that she go drink. She go, once it's asr to him, the halacha is that the only way for her to come mutter is only are they drinking. So he's saying good, do a tiny that can make her drink with the piyatzma. Yeah, tiny good tiny. That's that part of shavei nafsha. Very good kasha. Yeah, akapanim. So Rabbi Yeshita is that stira could be a erekla piyatzma. And Rishua says two edim. You need two edim for both, for the kina and stira. Ketsa mekanela. How do you warn her? If you tell her in front of Eidim, Al Tadabri and Mishplain, don't talk to that person. They went and talked to him. A dying terrorist. That's not a case of Saita. A dying terrorist Lebeisa, a terrorist like a Chuma. She's Mutta Lebeisa, and she's allowed to eat Chuma. Nichnasa Imi Lebeisa Seisa, but if she goes with him into a private house, Vishas Ima Gdei Tumma, and they stay together Gdei Tumma, which you see what that means. It means the Shear of Bia. That's a shir of yichud, asur lebeisa. They're asur now, which means she is asur to her husband, that's lebeisa. Asur lekav chuma. If she's an eishes kayin, if her husband's a kayin, she can't eat chuma anymore. Then mace, and if he dies, chiletzes lo yimusayim v'emes, also have a siya gemara drash about that, that if he dies, she can't even do yibum to his brother, only chalitza. Now, it's a vuyur in our Mishnah, that first of all, if she's a saita, she is asur to him, and she can't eat chuma. How do we know that? So Rashi explains, there are three times the word v'nitma'a in the pasuk. It says, v'kines ishtoi v'nitma'a, v'nistera v'nitma'a, tachas isha v'nitma'a. So it's three times v'nitma'a. One is saying, she is also to the baal. Number two is, she's also to the baal. That means if her husband dies, she's also to the baal, to one who's the chash. And number three, she is also in truma. Those are the three v'nitma'a. So that's our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is something called kinu and stira. And as we go, we'll get more clear on all these ideas. Like, the, for example, the Mishnah says that you said al tadabriyim ish plaini, and then you secluded yourself. Is that enough? We need al tistarim ish plaini. So we'll see, Mr. Shem, when you see the Gemara on Daf, hey, akaponim, there are Gemaras about all these different parts of the Mishnah, but the first sugyo will be on Amar Beis about the two aid and one aid, and so on and so forth. Zog the Gemara, Mechti, Tana menazah salak. We just finished with Sekhlas Nazah. My Tana. The Katana Saita. What did you say in Masechus Nazir that caused Saita to come next? And for the Gemara, the Rabbi, the Tanya, learned to the Brayse. So Rabbi Eimer, Lama Nisbecha, why in the Torah is Nisbecha Parashas Nazir, Parashas Saita? In the Torah and Parashas Nazir, first comes the Parashas Saita, then Nazir. So why are they next to each other? Loimalach, Kla Roya Saita Bikakula. Anyone who sees a Saita Bikakula, a Saita who gets embarrassed when she comes to the Beis HaMikdash, why? Because she was unfaithful. Yaza Atman Yai, anyone sees this should take it to heart. And the one of the steps of taking it to heart if someone is not behaving is to Yaza Atman Yai. Felicity, okay, so that's why it says Saita after Nazir. For tomorrow, but in the Torah, it's Saita before Nazir because Hakal Raya Saita. Felicity Saita, Bahadlisti Nazir. I did a Tana Ksubois. Since it says Ksubois, which belongs in Seydin Hashem, then the Tana Hamadir, and Ksuba said a Perak Hamadir, which has a Dharm, therefore it's a Tana Dharm. V'ay Tana Dharm, Tana Nazir, because also Dharm Le Dharm. We know Nazir is Hukash Le Dharm. Then Viktani Saita Kedi Rabbi, then it's a Saita like Rabbi. Saita is next to Nazir because it goes together. Usually Nazir, Saita should be first, then Nazir. But here, since the order is the Dharm and the Nazir, so that's why we say it this way. So the Kasha is, Taisus asks, that Amsechtas Nazir, it says, that the reason why Nazir is even here is because of Saita. And here we're saying Saita comes after Nazir. Make up your mind. What's first there? Emetaisis, there's two kashas. One kash is, why is Nazir in Nashim? Nazir got nothing to do with a lady. Lady's allowed to be a Nazir. But what's Nazir doing Seyed Nashim? So you can catch him. That's tomorrow's kasha. And that we answer, it came into the Seyed Nashim because Saita was a Nashim. Now, once it's here because of Saita, what's the order? That's what Agamara is saying is the order is Ksubis, then Adarim, then Nazir, then Saita. That's what Taisa explains. Zok the Gemara Vaita. Hamekane. We have a question? What's the order? Yeah, because he asked a good question. I'm not asking the Chara, we know that there's no order really in Mishnayos. There's no order. But Teretz says there's no order when it comes to Memchoikas Vachastam, that type of idea. But Lamai said there is an order, the way they set up the Mishnayos and the Masechtas is some pshat in it. Just like we say in the Torah, Ein Muktam Mukha B'Torah. So it means there's no, you can't dash any smichas? No, you could dash. It means no chronological order. Here also in the Mishnah, there's a certain effect, there's no order, but Lamaisa, everything has a reason. That's why I was set up in this reason.
I think what he was trying to ask is you don't find any other Gemara, but the first question was, why is it here?
We had a Nazir also.
Titus,
we had Nazir.
You haven't Titus too.
You have
20,
you have...
Right, because everything else is understandable, that's why. Everything else is understandable.
Yeah,
Titus
also.
Yeah. Zog the Gemara. Hamekane, it says the parak starts off Hamekane le'ishtoi. Rabbi Elazar says Hamekane la'pishnai. Mar makes a dirk. Hamekane, someone who does a kinui, who warns, it's mashmah the eved in lekatir law. You could do it with the eved, but you should not do a kinui. Kesava tana didon also lekanes. Our tana holds it's an issur to warn. Why? So Rashi explains, because you bring yourself into a fight and you make your wife even more nervous now, and she's going to come to Tumah that way. Don't put pressure in the house. Also, lakanis. That's what we see from our Mishnah. Now, what's the Raya? Because Pasha's the Raya is Hamikane. Sounds like B'dievet. If you did warning, this is the halacha. Break Tosfos, I can show you plenty of places in Shas. It uses that lashon and doesn't mean that. For example, it says in Pesach Pesachim, Ahoylich Lishchon es Pischoy. Like, if you did it with the Eved, of course you have to shech the Pesach. And other examples also, says a shech res a mesukenes. Someone shechs a mesukenes, which means the behemoth is mesukenes, a yontif is whole shayla. What do you mean? You're not allowed to shech that? So, ha doesn't mean with the Eved. So, zok toises, even medayik and Rashi, the raya is not from Hamikani, it sounds like with the Eved. The raya is, it's the extra words. It's a mishnah, the parak start off, Rav Eliezer oime, mekani apishnaim. What's this introduction of mekani le'ishtai? So Makanish is extra words, and the extra words we're dashing, it's only B'dievet. If someone does this, then this is a story. Oh, sure. But don't do this. Don't do this. Also,
first of all, Torah says, isn't it brought down from the Torah?
So Moshe is asking that we know the Taz says that when the Torah says something, when Torah says something, there's no such thing as the Rabbanan Degdin that could say not like that. You know, have you heard this? The famous Taz. It's something that refers to Torah. The Rabbanan can't make a takana not like that. So Moshe is asking, the Torah says there's a mitzvah kinoy. So you're saying also lakana is because you don't make a fight? You can't argue a Torah. Torah says, the Mepharshim actually asks this kasha, and they say that there is no mitzvah lakanas. The Torah also only saying is, the case was the kines ishtar. The Torah never says it's a mitzvah. It's a fact. It's a process. But I didn't say it's a mitzvah. So the Rabbanan could say asa lakanas because it's not a mitzvah in the Torah. It's also a fact in the Torah that could happen. So I think we're a vaita. Om Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak. Ki have a pasuk Rav Shlokesh besoita om ahachi. When he used to start off darshaning with Sekel Soita, his introduction to Soita was this. A person does not get a shidduch only fi ma'isav. Like Rashi explains, it means snua l'tzadik and prutza l'rasha. It's the man who really has to check himself. His wife goes, he gets the wife that he deserves. If he's a tzadik, he gets a snua. If he's a rasha, he gets a prutza. That's what Rosh Lakish used to say. And he brings the pasuk. The pasuk is kolo yinuach shevet harasha agarel tzadikim. Hashem will not give a rasha to a tzaddik. That won't happen. That will not happen. I'm Rabbi Bachano, Rabbi Yechanon, the question is Avgan Kriyas Yamsov. Which Pashtun means like this. Since you have to figure out exactly, it's chusim everyone, it's a fi myself, so therefore, it's as hard as Kriyas Yamsov. Shinemar, it says in the Pasuk, Elikim Moshe Vichidim Beisa, Moitzi Asirim Vikasharis. And it's like this. Elikim Moshe Vichidim, people are both single, Beisa puts them together in the house. That's like Moitzi Asirim Bekasharis. He took out the shackled ones Bekasharis in a great month. It means Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim in a month that was not hot, it wasn't cold, it was beautiful weather. Moitzi, that is Moitzi Asirim Bekasharis. You see, we say Moitzi Vichidim Beisa, like doing a shidduch is like taking out of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Are you going to ask me? Okay, don't say Kriyas Yamsov, say Yetzias Mitzrayim. So the Tosfos HaRosh asked this kasha. The Gemara has in the back here Tosfos HaRosh. So it says over here that it says V'hai denokat kikriyas yamsuv lo koma kitzias mitzrayim kalish lekra mishum darshinom b'koshorois. You know what it means? B'chi v'shiros, crying and singing. B'chi l'mitzrayim v'shira l'yisrael. Behind al yom. Where was shira al yom? Only I was al yom. Wasn't shira mitzrayim? So we don't have the word b'koshorois. It means kriyas yamsuv. So you see, Moitzi v'chid b'aisa, Moitzi asirim b'koshorois. Great thing, Marakasha, ain't he? V'om Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Abom Yoyim, Koydim Asiris Avlad, Baskol Yoytzis Vemeres. We know the 40 days before Avlad is created, a Baskol comes out and says, Bas Ploini L'Ploini, that the daughter of Ploini is L'Ploini. Bayis Ploini L'Ploini, the certain house L'Ploini. And Sod L'Ploini, a certain field L'Ploini. So you see, before he's born already, he has a Shidduch already. What's the Kasha? Heck, he says, Fee Maisov. Before this boy is born, he's not Shavik Tzadik or Rosh. We don't know what he is yet. Like Rashi explains, a Kovid Yishmaim, Chutz V'Yir Yishmaim. It's yet to be seen if he's to be a Tzadik or not. So how can you say it's so hard to do? It's done before they're born. It's very easy to make a Shidduch. Agav, you see over here that the Shver has to do with the Shidduch. Bas Pliny. You don't say Bas. It's sounds like the daughter of Pliny, Pashas, it means. Bas Pliny Le Pliny. It says the daughter of Pliny. Akapadam, which maybe means you need the yichus, that's why. Al-Kapanim, the kasha is that, here the kasha gemara is, how can you say so hard, doing it before they're born? And for the gemara, like kasha, kama zivig rishon, kama zivig sheni. Zivig rishon is 40 days before the tzeiros havlad. And zivig sheni, that's where it's kasha kriyas yamsa. What exactly does zivig rishon, zivig sheni mean? Pasha pshata means that if the second wife is the wife that after the first one dies or they get divorced, that's zivig sheni. But other farshim say it's not that it could be even the first wife could be zivig sheni. It's very possible. There's certain ways. Not everyone always gets the first zivig because maybe it's the first one they meet. Different pshatim. Some hold that after the first girl you meet is a zivig rishon, and not that. But like upon them, either way. That the Zivig Sheni goes with the Maisim, and Zivig Rishon is more with the, goes with Kodim and Siris Avlad.